football on off the ball.
Did you ever listen to that with the Spanish commentary? Ancara Messi, Ancara Messi,
oh,
Ancara Messi.
Goal, 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 goal.
It's actually a good affirmation.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, news from Abbottstown with the FAI announcing an intention to launch a voluntary redundancy programme. We'll have the fallout from Almaty, where Celtic were dumped out of the Champions League. And we look ahead to tonight's games in Europe with Robbie Keane looking to get his Ferencváros side into the Champions League proper. But first today to Abbottstown, and the FAI have released a statement to say they've decided to move forward with a voluntary redundancy programme across the organisation. FAI Chief Executive David Correll addressed the concerns of 230 employees on Wednesday morning on a Zoom call. This comes after SIP2 called for the Minister for Sport, Patrick O'Donovan, to urgently intervene to avoid job losses. This news also comes on the day that the FAI have decided to launch their new academy plan. You can hear all about that plan as well as the latest news from the FAI on tonight's football show with Owen Sheehan and Nathan Murphy. Celtic will play no part in the league phase of this season's Champions League. They lost some penalties in a playoff to Khairat Almaty of Kazakhstan. It finished nil-all on aggregate in a game lacking any real quality, much like the first leg in Glasgow last week. Ireland international Adam Ida was one of three Celtic players to miss a penalty. Luke McCown and Dyson Maeda also had penalties saved by Khairat goalkeeper Temirlan Anarbekov, who's the second choice goalkeeper. He only got his chance off the bench last week during the first leg. It's the first time Khairat have reached the group stage, and they're the first club from Kazakhstan to reach this stage of the Champions League since the 2015-16 season, when Astana got there. Celtic boss Brendan Rodgers says it's a tough loss to take.
It's very frustrating. We all know where we want to get to. We showed last year, like I say, the strides that I felt we took, but you have to build on that. But I think all we can do now is we have to look at where we're at as a football club.
Scottish champions have failed to replace a number of key players in the transfer window, and Rodgers was left trying to explain why. He says the club needs to assess where they're at currently and decide where they want to go.
We all know where we want to get to. We showed last year, like I say, the strides that I felt we took, but you have to build on that. The last thing you want to do in football is manufacture your own stress. But I think all we can do now is we have to look at where we're at and decide what way we want to go.
Celtic are set to miss out on a financial windfall as part of the expansion to a 36-team format. UEFA increased the total amount of money distributed to clubs competing in the Champions League to €2.5 billion. Playing in the league phase would have guaranteed at least €18 million in prize money. In comparison, dropping into the Europa League takes that €18 million to just above €4 million. A win in the Europa League will earn you €450,000 instead of the €2 million you get in the Champions League. On the football show last night, after the game, former Celtic striker John Hartson said it was an awful night for the Hoops and Scottish football.
I've seen a lot of immediate discourse online, John, that this might well be the worst result for a Scottish team in Europe. It's right up there from a Celtic standpoint anyway, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, that's what people will label this result by. You know, it's a terrible result. It's a terrible night for Celtic Football Club. It's one that they're going to have to get over. And, you know, they're going to be there to be shot at now. You know, this is an embarrassing evening, really, for a club the size of Celtic. They should be beating teams like Khairat from Kazakhstan. That's the bottom line. They should be beating these teams, and they failed to do so. And, you know, there was no urgency there, really, in either game. Players looked a little bit tetchy. They had that little bit of nervousness about them in both games. And, yeah, you know, the club will have to take everything thrown at them now. So will the players, so will the manager. And it's one of those games and results that live with you forever. I remember going out with playing for Gordon Strachan. We got beat 5-0 over in Bratislava. And then we managed to beat them 4-0 at home in the second leg, but still wasn't enough. Bratislava, we went out at this stage, I believe. But tonight is You know, it's a very embarrassing night for every concerned with Celtic.
Elsewhere in the Champions League qualifiers last night, Pavos FC of Cyprus and Norway's Bodø Glimt advanced to the league phase for the first time. Pavos, who were only founded 11 years ago, drew 1-1 with Red Star Belgrade to win 3-2 on aggregate. Bodø Glimt were already home and hosed. They beat Austrian side Sturm Graz 6-2 on aggregate. Graz won the second leg 2-1. Pavos began their continental journey in the second qualifying round on the 22nd of July. They beat Maccabi Tel Aviv and Dinamo Kyiv en route to the playoffs. The Cypriot champions, who recently signed 38-year-old former Chelsea and Arsenal defender David Luiz, will become only the third club from the country to play in the Champions League after Apoel and Anorthosis Famagusta. Four-time Norwegian champions Bodø Glimt are the first club from the country to reach the competition proper since Rosenborg in the 2007-08 season. They got to the Europa League semi-finals last season when they were eventually knocked out by champions Tottenham. Tonight, Robbie Keane's Ferencváros have it all to do if they want to qualify for the league phase. The Hungarian champions trail Karabag 3-1 from the first leg in Budapest. But Keane feels that first goal tonight will be important.
Football can change very, very quickly. We've seen it over the years before. If you remember, if you scored a first goal, things can change. I've been in football a long time to know that. I always go back to Liverpool against AC Milan, 2005. 3-0 down. Liverpool come back. They end up winning the game on penalties. And it's gone down as one of the probably greatest Champions League games ever. So I always think of things like this. I've played in games where I was 2-0 down. We come back, we win 3-2 or 4-2. So it's definitely not impossible.
That match in Baku gets underway at 5:45. Rangers boss Russell Martin believes their tie against Club Brugge is still very much alive. Rangers lost the first leg 3-1 at Ibrox last week. Elsewhere tonight, Benfica host Jose Mourinho's Fenerbahce in Lisbon. It's nil all from the first leg. Basel travelled to Denmark to take on Copenhagen. That tie is level at a goal apiece. Last night in the second round of the Carabao Cup, Wolves came from behind to beat West Ham 3-2 at Molineux. Newcastle target Jorgen Strand Larsen scored twice for the home side in the last 10 minutes. Hammers boss Graham Potter played down a clash between captain Jared Bowen and a frustrated fan after the game. Bowen was seen to have had an angry exchange with the fan at full time. He has since apologised. Potter says the incident shows that Bowen is hurting.
Jared just cares a lot about the club. He cares a lot about the team. You know, it's just one of those situations. Nothing, it's an exchange of views. No problem, because our supporters are hurting as well. So no problem at all. Jared's fine. Just disappointed after going out of the cup.
Brentford won 2-0 away to Bournemouth in the other All-Premier League tie to make it 2 wins in a row now for Keith Andrews. Sheffield Wednesday won 3-0 on penalties against Leeds, who finished 1-1 at Hillsborough. Thousands of home fans boycotted that game in protest of the club's ownership. Premier League Sunderland went out 6-5 on penalties against Huddersfield. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim says he'll mix up his squad for tonight's trip to Grimsby. Rasmus Højlund's available for the game against the League Two side, despite speculation he'll leave Old Trafford. Elsewhere in the second round tonight, Everton host Mansfield, Fulham play Bristol City at Craven Cottage and Brighton go to Oxford. Will Smallbone's been linked with a move to Wrexham. Smallbone is yet to feature for Southampton this season due to a calf injury which he sustained in pre-season. That means he's been ruled out of Ireland's World Cup qualifiers against Hungary and Armenia. It's been reported the final decision in any move will be down to Smallbone himself. Kobbie Mainoo wants to leave Manchester United after being left out for the first 2 games of the season by Ruben Amorim. The England midfielder hasn't played a single minute in the Premier League this season. He was demoted from first choice as substitute when he returned from injury last December. The 20-year-old has his sights on joining a club in the Champions League, but it could be hard to find a club so close to Monday's transfer deadline. Mainoo started England's Euro 2024 final defeat by Spain last summer, less than 2 months after he scored for United in their FA Cup win against Manchester City. On Thursday, we'll see Off the Ball provide European commentary once again. Shamrock Rovers host Portuguese side Santa Clara at Atala Stadium. Rovers are 2-1 up from the first leg last week. Nathan Murphy will be joined by Vinnie Perth in commentary. We'll also have updates from Windsor Park, where Shelburne will also be looking to book their place in the group stage of the Conference League. Shells lead 3-1 from the first leg at Talca Park. Vinnie Perth explained on the football show on Tuesday night how big a night it is for Irish football.
You're right, it's a huge night for Irish football. There's close on 7 million into the league due, and albeit the two clubs keep the vast majority of that money themselves, I think the knock-on effect for a league will be hugely important. People think them two clubs get money, particularly Rovers, what they have. But I think if Rovers were to sign two or three players from, say, outside the league and spend some of the money, I think that means two or three players drop down. And ultimately, I think all sort of a rising tide lifts all ships. And yeah, I think that's how the league have to approach this. But I understand the fear of Rovers getting away. And that's why
the Shelburne result is as important, if not more important.
More important. Yeah. And listen, I live around Tallaght, so I'm always subject to a little bit of criticism, but I actually think it's better for us as a league if Shells, if we're only getting one through to
having a different team in there, yeah.
Make sure it's Shells, but
yeah, sorry. I know what you're saying. It does have the bang of the Mulda home fixture off it this week against Santa Clara, and maybe Rovers will be strengthened by the memory of that Mulda fixture, which was obviously so heartbreaking in the end for them.
That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.